Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about getting your books set up right. You know, the good news, folks, these days, for this is when you're starting your business, the good news these days is that there's so much software out there. That's idiot-proof, right? You can't make a mistake. You can't put a bad entry in, pretty much, that's available to you. And it really helps a lot of people get their early books going, especially if they don't mind learning how to use the stuff. Some people don't like it. Some people don't want to have to deal with all that, but some people get into it. And so that's the good news. Take advantage of the software that's available, the capability that's available out there that will help you manage your stuff. But one of the most important things, though, you've got to do is you've got to stay current with all that. You need to set aside time on a regular basis, once a day, every other day, once a week. But it absolutely, positively cannot get away from you. Because if it does, you're flying blind. You're driving down. The more it gets away from you, the more your finances are get out of your control, the more you're driving down a one-way street at night in a fog, no lights, wrong way. There's a wreck happening. There's a train wreck coming up any minute, any second. So be sure to stay close to what you're doing there. And if you're the kind of person that's not something that you really like, you don't like it at all, kind of like me. I didn't like it at all. And so find somebody to do it for you. Find somebody to keep up with the day-to-day. I did it. I did it in the early days till I had some critical mass. I did it myself. I did all of it myself. I still manage my own cash flow, my own cash flow projections. I still keep up with that to this day, 27 years later. I still manage my own, I know what my cash positions are. And so I still recommend that to you. But I didn't like doing the bookkeeping. I did like managing with good financials, though. So as early as I could, I got someone to help me with that and started keeping up with the books and keeping up with the financials. And it might, so I also encourage you to make the acquaintance and develop a business relationship with a certified public accounting firm, a CPA firm. No offense to non-CPAs, and there are a lot of people out there that are great. Enrolled agents are good, of course, but I think that your high percentage play across America is with a CPA firm. If you're a small business, you're not going to do business with one of the partners. They're going to give you one of their associates. That's fine, but let them help you. Let them help you with your tax decisions. Let them help you with your incorporation, along with your attorney, if you are making those decisions. Let them help you make decisions about how to manage your finances, especially inventory, especially if you have inventory, especially if you have accounts receivable, accounts payable, things like that. Let them help you with those things. Folks, you can be the greatest salesperson in the world. You can have the most wonderful product in the world. People can be lined up out your door wanting to buy your stuff and give you money, and you can still go out of business in the face of all that because you don't manage your finances right. This is something that you just have to deal with, and trust me, I've made plenty of mistakes along these lines. Some of what I'm telling you because I didn't do it right to start with. And I've seen whatever mistakes I didn't make, I've seen all of them. I've seen someone else make all of them. So just get control of your finances. If you become, even if it is not something you like, if you become a little bit of a student, just a little bit more of a student, a little bit more of a professional at managing the finances of your business, it'll wind up being fun. Eventually, it'll wind up being fun, especially when you see the power that you can get from knowing where your business is financially, to help you make the right decisions, to help you take advantage of opportunities and avoid challenges. When you see the power that comes from having your cornflakes together with your finances, you'll like that, even if you don't like the bookkeeping. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.